Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. We're looking at the Psalms, and today we're looking at Psalm 14, under the title, Who Said There Is No God? Here is Psalm 14, for the director of music of David. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, there is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will evildoers never learn, those who devour my people as men eat bread, and who do not call on the Lord? There they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, for the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion, when the Lord restores the fortunes of his people. Let Jacob rejoice, and Israel be glad. Who said, there is no God? Verse 1. The man who says there is no God is in fact claiming he has seen, considered, and assessed all available evidence from all time in history and from all places worldwide, and is personally competent to reach a final conclusion, namely, there is no God. The world calls him an atheist. God calls him a fool. A person who says, I do not know, is an agnostic. That word means don't know or ignorant. To deny dogmatically that God exists makes a person both an atheist and, God says, a fool. Psalm 14 provides some reasons why he is foolish. Verse 1 opens with, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. This man does not use his head to weigh well all the evidence properly. Instead, he carries his prejudice in his heart against God. So his decision is not based on fact or reason. It comes from his biased feelings. Every thought he now holds about God is prejudiced. However intelligent and educated he may be, his basic intellectual position is therefore dishonest. Why does he act like this? Because if he believed a holy God was watching him all the time, he knows he would have to repent of his corrupt and vile deeds and ask God for his forgiveness. The first of God's 10 commandments tells us to put no one and nothing before God. An atheist makes a god of his sinful rejection of God, and then worships that god. That is why he cannot do good in God's eyes, until he turns from that sin and all the others to ask God to pardon and restore him. In Christ, that is what God does for any person, including atheists, who turn to him. Grateful that the Lord Jesus bore the wrath of God the Father against all his sins when Jesus died at Calvary in his place. Verses 2 to 3. The Lord sees that man cannot, without God's help and the work of his Holy Spirit within, even begin to understand about God, seek God, or keep God's good and holy standards. Each of us has a wayward, corrupt, and sinful heart. Verses 4 to 6 explain why sinners remain ignorant of God unless and until they repent and trust in Jesus. They oppose those who are God's and proudly refuse to call on the Lord. One day, dread will overwhelm all sinners who do not repent. Eternal punishment awaits them after death. Compare the peace and security given to the company of the righteous believers in their ever-present God. Some poor believers are opposed by evil men, But the Lord is their refuge. Is he yours? Verse 7. David prays for God's salvation for Israel. Even religious people need to be saved. David awaits the gladness and rejoicing when God works to restore Israel to himself, even atheists. He restores and blesses anyone who now trusts in Jesus. God bless you.